Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always, sometimes, is Kush.
Hello.
Yay, it is working. Call graph is working again, so that is amazing.
And this is the episode where we haven't played the games of yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
We played nothing.
Yeah, I just fucked that all up, didn't I? We should start all over, but I am not, because I don't care.
Did you F it up? I was just making a joke about how we haven't played anything since the last episode.
I don't know if I said it or not. Oh, God.
You did say it, right? I was making a joke about it. Now you got me confused, because how could you forget saying it less than a minute ago?
We are old.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that next year I'll be 30. That just seems so weird to me.
Ugh. Next year I'll be 39.
Even though that makes me the youngest on the show still, but
yeah, I'm not even the oldest anymore. Well, actually, I've been the oldest at times, but when Gus was on and Phil was on and those people were older than me, I think. No,
I don't know
Phil.
I don't know if I've said this before or not. I've only started thinking of it recently. I think it was after you sent me a text message, but I doubt it would be possible schedule-wise and stuff like that, but it would be awesome if we could just once get like a reunion show with the original cast. So you, me, Gus, and Brew.
I don't know. That would be awesome. That would be pretty awesome. Hell, I don't know if Brew would even want to do it.
Probably not. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's...
I'm just happy you two are talking, so that's good. I'm glad to see that. So, but...
Yeah.
We're here to talk about a few things. This is weird because I didn't expect to be doing a show at all this week. The original plan was they were going to try to do a show without me on Sunday because I had a convention where I was running D&D. And I don't know if there will be a show with me on it the next weekend because I'll be moving. Hopefully.
Yeah. Who knows?
So who knows what's going to go down here, but... we are here tonight.
Yes. The funny thing is that it's like, oh, we can do Wednesdays. And it's like, Wednesdays were the night I was moving Pixelated Sausage Podcast. So I'm going to be recording that immediately after this. And I'm just going to save one topic for that thing. But yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if we even filled out a sheet or anything to talk about.
Who cares? There's not that much anyway. We've all played Borderlands, the Handsome Jack collection.
Yes.
And me and Corey almost played together.
What, Borderlands or Smite?
Borderlands. Oh. So you know, and I feel like it's fairly well known from the listeners and the whatnot, that I leave my console running, but that doesn't mean I'm ever using it. It's
also
running way more.
You have your notifications turned off, so if anybody tries to send you an invite, you don't know anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, and I will leave it running with the game just paused. You know, I don't care. Part of it is because working from home, doing commissions, like, I'm doing all that, and then, like, if I want to take a break, I just want to be able to jump really quick into a game and just maybe play a little bit, because I don't know when I'm going to be playing, if for it. I'm even going to play that day, but I like just having it there. And I've also tested it. I did go like a month once to see how much of an effect it had on my electric bill. Didn't really have much of an effect at all. So I was like, well, whatever, then I'm not going to keep it turned off because it doesn't matter. I will sometimes turn the TV off, but that gets tricky because then if I have the TV off, because the way I have it set up in my Xbox One, if I then decide to turn off my Xbox One, it turns on my TV and my Xbox One, and it's like, God, I hate... It's like, I like having them work together, but then when I get them off kilter, or anytime it updates and the thing turns off, but the TV stays on, it's like, then I have to read... that's just... Whatever. Who cares?
Oh, that's funny, because when I turn my Xbox off, unless I say Xbox off, it'll just... The TV will stay on. So, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But...
Anyway, yeah. I was working, Borderlands, the TV was on, Borderlands 2 was paused, I was like I think it was paused from the day previously and I hadn't touched it since. And then I start hearing some noise, like I was listening to a podcast, and then I start hearing what sounded like a woman groaning. It's like, over and over and over again. And I'm like, where is that coming from? Did I like get some porn pop up and I didn't know about it? I was like trying to find out where the sound's coming from. So then I turn off the podcast and I'm listening and I realize it's from the TV, and it wasn't moaning. It was the, I mean, you could call it moaning, but it was the sound that the, whatever, I don't know what the character is, which class it is. But every time she was jumping, that's the noise she would make. And I'm like, wait, did somebody join my game? I'm like, who would do that? Who is crazy enough to just join my game randomly? I'm like, friends being able to join is turned on by default, I'm assuming then.
Yeah.
Because I didn't turn anything on or anything like that. So then I turn on my controller to see what the hell's going on. And then I turn it on and unpause it, and I'm dying. It's like, fight for your life. I'm like, what? What's going on? And then I was just like, shit. Like, I died. I didn't have any time to fight for my life. And I saw his name, Wolfna, and I was like, this, God damn it. And then I'm like, I die. And then I'm like, shit, I do not want to pay that bullshit, whatever, 10% death tax. I'm like turning off my Xbox.
Oh, my God. Like, you turned really bad.
I felt bad about it because I'm just like, well, I'm sorry you jumped into my game. And I just kind of died and then ran away and turned off my Xbox One. Felt kind of like a huge dick for that, but
you probably should feel like a huge dick for that.
Yeah, but I just,
and didn't say anything to, didn't even say anything to you about Twitter or anything. Like, hey, Corey, sorry, man, I was just standing there. So
I did afterwards. I was like,
oh,
I was telling him, I was like, you know, I was just like hearing this random noise, and then I noticed you were in there, and I was, but it was just, I was like, what was going on? It was really stupid. And the thing that sucked was that what happened when he joined my game was that it took it out of being a single player thing and then unpaused it so that enemies were free to attack.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that was my experience with Borderlands and almost playing with Corey. But other than that, it's Borderlands.
Yeah, I noticed in Borderlands 2 there's some frame rate issues and stuff, and there's some really bad screen tearing in pre-sequel, at least in the videos, not so much in the actual game. I mean, there's some, the first area is pretty bad, area has some pretty bad screen tearing, but I haven't played too much of Borderlands 2 because, you know, I played the shit out of it when it was new.
Yeah.
And we were all waiting for the pre-sequel. And I haven't really played too much of the pre-sequel either, because Sean's schedule had changed since Borderlands 2 had came out. So we can only play on certain nights, and hopefully we'll get to play tonight. So, and I don't play that game unless he's online with me, because that's our deal. That's our Borderlands, our thing. So, so I'm enjoying the pre-sequel when I get to play it, which is, I don't understand why that game got such shitty reviews, because I think the comedy, to me, if you like the second one, I think you're going to like this one.
I think people just complained because it was,
it wasn't the main
very
studio.
Much so more of the same.
Maybe.
I would compare it to Batman Origins.
Yeah.
That it's just like, if you like this, it's more of it. It's not really that incredibly different.
The thing that I didn't like about Batman Origins is because the city was exactly the same as the last game.
That's
at least Borderlands, the pre-sequel, it was all new environments. It wasn't like they recycled anything. So it felt like a new game. And I like some of the characters I've met so far and stuff like that. I just really enjoy that series, and I really enjoy that humor. And I just can't believe it, the pre-sequel got so many lower reviews than two for people that complained about the humor. I don't know.
Yeah. I like the games, gameplay wise and visually. I've never found them funny. I never enjoyed the writing. I think they're terribly written, but I still think they're a lot of fun to play. I mean, if y'all like Destiny and haven't played any of the Borderlands games, do yourself a favor and play a game that actually has content and
is yeah.
fun to play, and you can play with more than three people.
Yeah, that's true. You can play four people.
It just is like way, 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 way more content. And if you like loot, and if you are somehow satisfied with the loot in
Destiny,
which if that's the case, go to a doctor because I think you have brain damage.
And also, they have things called levels that you actually level up. You don't have to find equipment to level up.
And you don't stop leveling at 20 and then just get crap. That ends up with everyone having the same exact stuff. But yeah, it's a pretty good port. And
and it also has story. Whether you like it or not, it actually has a story.
Yeah. And there are plenty of side things, and it's full of character. Even though I don't care for all the writing, there's definitely character and charm in it. You know, there will definitely be parts that I do like, but overall, I just don't care for that bit of it. But it's also a very, very good deal. I know some people have been complaining about it, which, like, there was a JD who, well, I can't remember what his Twitter handle is now, but he used to be a part of the whole team at Front Burner, and he did a thing which I don't think he's doing anymore, no Christmas bonus, but he tweeted, I was like, oh, I would have probably picked up the Borderlands Handsome Jack collection if it was $40, since that's what every other remastering is. And I was like, I sent a tweet pointing out that that's really not been the case for most of the remasters. I think, like, how many have been $40? What? DMC? That's it? Saints Row, $50. Last of Us, $50. It was $60 for a while,
and then
they dropped it, and then they dropped it to $50 and gave out refunds. Diablo, $60. GTA, $5, $60. I mean, all, and like, especially some of these games, one, they're just one game. This is two games, and the pre-sequel is a fairly new game. Yeah, and all the DLC for Borderlands 2. And is it all the DLC for the pre-sequel to this point?
To this point.
So you get all of that.
I think that's all the DLC that is for pre-sequel is what came out.
I have no idea, because I never followed the pre-sequel that closely, because I knew this was going to happen, as I think a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't pay that much attention to it while it was only on last-gen consoles. But I think this is, for what you're getting, it's a great deal.
See, I'm trying to look that up now. I'm trying to do.
I'd say the equivalent to this would be the Master Chief Collection, except for this works.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Master Chief Collection works now. Master Chief Collection worked if you wanted to play by yourself, which is fine for me. But for most people, Halo is a very, even if it's the campaign, it's a co-op campaign.
Right.
So not being able to play online, kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my first annoyance with the Master Chief Collection. We were talking about me and Sean playing through some of the games together, and we tried to put we put Halo 1 in and started playing it, and he's like, I don't understand what's going on. I was like, what do you mean? He says, it's lagging. I'm like, it's lagging? He goes, yeah, I stopped moving, and my character will continue to move a couple of feet, and then if I hit the shoot button, it won't shoot until a second later. I'm like, oh, we can't play this. You can't play it like that. So
yeah.
But yeah, I think the pre-sequels, or the Handsome Jack Collection, is a fine price, $60. You're getting a lot of content there, because I spent at least 120 hours with Sean playing that game, the Borderlands 2, and all the content one time, just going through it one time. I mean, if you went through it on hard and then the extra hard mode or whatever, you got a lot of content out of there. And I can't think of another game that I spent that much time in that, and then to think that you get two games that may have that much content, well, that's pretty amazing.
And migrating your character was really easy.
Yep, except that it was kind of,
it was time consuming,
is I hadn't turned on my Xbox in so long that I had to update that.
That was the first time I turned on my 360 in a while.
And then I had to turn on, then I had to update the file, then I had to download a compatibility pack. So all that was like, and plus my internet, I was having issues.
I didn't download the compatibility pack. I just said no. And then I migrated my character. Yeah, because I wasn't going to be playing online. I was just uploading my character.
I thought you had to do that to even do that. I could have skipped that step. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But I was having issues with my internet anyway last couple of weeks. And I think even the last show, there were some issues with, you could tell that people were talking like robots occasionally and stuff. But my modem pretty much has crapped out on me. I was getting like 0.76 Mbps. So, yeah, that's less than one. That's less than DSL. That's pretty close to dial-up, I'm pretty sure. So I had to buy a new modem. And but it seems to be doing better now. So.
But yeah, that was easy. It did leave me a little confused when I jumped into Borderlands 2. I was like, well, I don't remember any of this. Like, I'm like, there are so many open missions. I'm like, what do I do? Where do I go? Because also the DLC was in there. I'm like, are some of these DLC missions? What? I don't want to do any of the DLC missions.
You hadn't even bought any of the DLC, have you, for that game?
I don't think so. I might have, for Borderlands 2, I might have picked up a few, but not all of them. But yeah, it's a nice little collection. The one annoying thing about migrating a character is then achievement-wise, it's just like, oh, well,
yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to start a new character to get these lower-level things. Though, those all unlocked for me, I think. I think like I had a string where it's just like, Yeah, that's what happened. When I leveled up from 21 to 22 or 20 to 21, I don't know, it then popped up for level 5, then for level 10, level 15, level 20.
See, I need to... I need to go back, and I'm like halfway through level 51, or a little over halfway through, so I need to do a couple more missions, and I better unlock all those for me.
After I beat my first side mission, then I got an achievement for like doing 20 or whatever, so things like that. But I mean, there are certain story missions that you'll definitely have to. But I mean, I plan on doing the hard, New Game Plus or the equivalent, whatever they call it. And then I'll be able to do it that way.
Yeah. But it's definitely a fine game. I will say that the Borderlands 2, at least, your badass rank did not carry over with your character. But it was also really weird because every time I like did a challenge for badass, it unlocked all those challenges below that one or that I had already done. So it did kind of carry over, but you had to actually work for it to carry over. So.
Yeah.
Which is no big deal. I mean, those were nice little bumps, but it's not like...
They weren't the biggest. I mean, it's not the hugest percentage.
Right. I mean, by the time you were all said and done and got leveled up quite a bit, I mean, you may have had like an extra 4 or 5% on your damage, and that's really not much. I mean, I know there are people out there that played the fuck out of it, though. So yeah, let's get away from Borderlands here. Did you download the Fast and the Furious Forza Horizon?
I did download it. I have not touched it.
So, apparently, talking to Corey, that's about an hour and a half worth of content for 1,000 achievement points and free.
I know, that's why I just want to play it right now. And for both systems. So, people, if you're primarily playing the Xbox One now, don't forget to download it for Xbox 360.
Right. So, that's what Corey said. That game runs like dog shit on on the 360, though. He's like, ugh. Because he said, I'm going to go through and get those achievements as well. But I had a...
So it's fast on the Xbox One and furious on the Xbox 360.
It'll make you furious on the Xbox One. It's definitely... I got like 240 achievement points in it for playing it for no more than like 45 minutes. So, you can take that as you will.
Whatever.
Let it go. Let it go.
Don't. Don't. I still haven't seen the movie. F that movie.
So, did I talk about Final Fantasy Type-0?
I think you did.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I had to have, because I got it at the same time I got Battlefield, and I know I talked...
I think you did, and then Rich was talking about it, too.
Yeah, that's right. I did go through, and I did, for the first time ever... Well, I can't say forever, because I did finish the other... Battlefield, I can't think of the name of them now. The offshoot ones.
Bad Company.
Yeah, I finished both of those. But I actually finished Battlefield Hardlines story mode.
It's like 2 hours.
No, dude, that game's like 10 hours long.
Well, if you play it slow.
I don't know how anybody could get through that game in 2 hours. There's no way.
not 2 hours. I was exaggerating, but it's not 10 hours is extremely long.
You have to do a lot of stealth and shit in that game or you'll die.
You don't have to do stealth. I mean, if you're playing the harder difficulties, then stealth would be better. But even on harder difficulties, you don't need to do stealth.
Yeah, I don't know. I it's a long game if you wanted to play through it. If you could take your time on it if you want. I enjoyed it. I kind of recommend play that. I like the multiplayer.
It's already $40 at Best Buy.
That's probably a good price for this.
And if you're a Gamer Club Unlocked member, then it's $32.
Nice. yeah. So.
That game's stupid.
What game's stupid?
Hard Lines.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
I think it's stupid as shit. That arresting mechanic is so dumb.
I like that.
It's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Eh, you don't make any sense.
They'll just kill you. Story is stupid as hell.
I also bought the DLC for Dragon Age Inquisition, which is, I haven't played much of it yet because I've had so much other stuff to play. But it opens up a whole big area. I got a buddy of mine who was playing it. He played further than I have. He says it's about the size of the Hinterlands. I don't know if that's true or not. It didn't look like that way when I tested it out to make sure it worked and everything. But he said he'd spend at least 6 hours on it. So, and I love Dragon Age, so I need to get to that. I finished up the Game of Thrones Episode 3 Telltale game, which that's still awesome. I've downloaded Life is Strange, and I still haven't played the second episode of that. I need to do that. Or Tales of Borderlands. I haven't played the second episode of that either. I just had so much shit to just hit all at once. Did you download Neverwinter?
Is that finally out?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
Then no, I haven't. I wouldn't have had time anyway, but it's good to know it's out.
Yeah,
I'm glad we did this podcast tonight.
Yeah, I've been playing it all day here and there, so.
How is it?
It's still got some issues with that same, like, the beta where, did you play the beta? You didn't get in the beta, did you?
No.
It has some hiccups with the frame rate and stuff, but to me, that game feels an awful lot like Star Wars The Old Republic. Just the way that game looks and feels and stuff. So, I mean, it's nothing spectacular, but it is free to play, and you can also play the entire game without buying anything.
I'm sold.
So, I'm playing a cleric, so I'm a healer.
How's the character customization?
It has pretty good customer characterization. You can pick a preset, and then
customer.
It's probably the best customer. God damn it. It's probably the best custom creation, character creation that I've seen. God damn it. Shut up, Kush. I will get through this or we'll keep going back and back. That I've seen. Like, it has where you can change, like, the shape face shape.
God.
I quit.
It's good. Good is customization. Yeah.
The character customization is excellent. So,
that's all you need to say.
And it does have a lot of classes to choose from and races. Awesome. It is expensive to buy some of the stuff because I wanted to play a Dragonborn. I just didn't want to pay $25 to play a Dragonborn. So, but I mean, when I first looked it up, it was $75. But apparently, that's a big pack that gives you all kinds of clothing options and lets you have wings and shit like that. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not doing all that. I might pay $25 for this.
Or you could just, I'm sure there'll be some, you know, weekly deal. Actually, and not the too distant future either.
Yeah, that's kind of what my thought is too, where they'll do like they did with Warframe and stuff like that. So, and apparently people are saying there's a premium on the Xbox One purchase of Zen, which is their money. So it's more expensive to buy it from Xbox. But apparently I think the same thing was said about Steam too. So I don't know if they'll let you buy it on your account from on their website, and it's probably cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But the game's pretty fun. I mean, I'm playing a cleric, so I'm healing things, and I just did the PvP, which feels a lot like a Battlefield game where you get to a checkpoint and you're trying to hold it and stuff like that. And you know, it's just it's free to play, and it's D&D, and I like the fact that it's taking place in the area where my campaign is currently taking place in Forgotten Realms. So
that's cool.
In fact, it ties in with the whole Rise of Tiamat storyline. There's an adventure, and then they're also in a couple weeks they're releasing the next storyline bump, and it's going to deal with the Elemental Evil campaign that just came out this week for D&D 5th edition as well. So they're really doing a lot of stuff where they're taking those two games, or the pen and paper and the video game, and kind of combining them a bit, so you're getting two different sides of the story, and I think that's really cool. I hope they continue to do that. But yeah, it's Neverwinter. I don't know if people will love it, but you know, it's kind of a fun distraction. If I had anything better to play, I'd probably be playing it. But
It's free, so yeah, why not give it a shot?
Yeah, and I've already unlocked I've got to level 10 and unlocked a few achievement points for it. So, you know,
I mean, like, that's why I stopped playing Smite. Is just like, I enjoy this, but
you're not carrying anything over from the beta.
So I'm not going to keep playing.
Yeah, that's how I felt about the beta for Neverwinter. I'm like, okay, I got my taste of it. I like it. I'll download it when it comes out. And
how does it look visually? Good?
It looks, I don't know.
Well, how would you compare it to Smite, say?
They look about the same.
Okay, because I mean, Smite isn't some kind of graphical beast, but I was genuinely surprised by the sharpness and overall decent quality of Smite.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing about Smite is, like, I did not know there were that many characters in the game. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, indeed. So, so speaking of D&D, I went and did a convention this weekend, and I ran the Adventure League stuff, and I had a blast doing it. I had people that I never had met before. A lot of them were younger, like in their 20s, and first game went really well, and they all enjoyed it and everything, and then the second game, I killed the entire party. So, they also enjoyed the game, but they did not enjoy dying, I don't think, but they did enjoy the game I ran.
Was it? I mean, did you calculate all of that correctly, or was it like me getting shoved out of the cave by the rolling rapids?
No, I had to do it correctly because it was Adventure League stuff, so. Okay. Shut up. Their poor wizard didn't have any hit points. Honestly, that adventure was very hard for first level characters. So if you are first level and you're in an Adventure League and somebody says, you want to play Shadows of the Moonsea, you run away as quickly as possible because your character will not survive that mission if everybody's level one. There's a chance that you will survive if you have a couple of higher levels with you, but I wouldn't guarantee your survival on that one. So there was some really... The last bosses were really fucking ridiculously tough. So, yeah. And so anyway, you got anything to talk about?
A few little games really quickly. I do want to say also in Smite, the jumping is so stupid and I don't understand its point. I don't know if it comes into play at some point where you can jump over things, but it's just like this, it's like this really tiny little bunny hop. And what is even stupider, more stupid, dumber, is that there are characters that kind of just like float. They kind of like glide along. They don't walk on the ground, but they can jump too, and it's still just this tiny little bunny hop, and it looks ridiculous from them because they're not. I mean, what are they jumping on? Why don't they just float a little higher? I don't understand this. And also, the annoying thing is that jumping is done by, I think it was pressing in the left stick, analog stick, which that just feels horrible to jump. I mean, nothing feels comfortable pushing in the sticks. People should know that, except for, I mean, it's been ingrained in us that I don't even like
yeah, I don't
ducking
either, really, no.
But melee and running, that's it. Nothing else. Don't map shit to those, because that's stupid. It never feels good. But I played some threes, because that went on sale.
I almost bought fuck that.
I like the game. I've played it on mobile, and it's that game. It's the first game that I've played. I don't know how many of them do this, but it's the first game I've played that can be played in snap mode. So if I did have, you know, cable or whatever, and I had it hooked up in through my Xbox One, I could have a TV show, whatever, playing, and have it in a little sidebar and be playing threes while watching TV, which is kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it's just threes. If you are interested in it at all, get it now while it's on sale. I'm sure at some point down the line when there's like a big holiday sale, like at the end of the year or whatever, it'll probably be 75% off and even cheaper. But 50% off, makes it like $350 or whatever. That's a good price for it. $7, I was never going to pay that much for it. I mean, I already paid for it once, and I'm not going to pay for it again.
Right.
Not $7 for, I mean, a game that he's like, oh, I want to just play a little bit of this, so it's perfect for being on the go. Oh, I am going to sit at my desk and play this game on the same console that I could be playing Borderlands or whatever else on. No, I'm not going to pay $7 for that. And then I played some of Slender, The Arrival.
Right.
And
that game is like on sale right now for like $7.
Yeah, because it's what, $10 normally, so it's like 20% off or something.
I guess I was thinking it was 15 normally.
It's not. I mean, it does have that kind of tension, but when I first, like the first area, because it's broken off into levels that are these fairly open areas. Not that open. I mean, you can wander, but there's a very clear path or places you have to go, in some of them at least. I did run into like this skinless person who was just standing in a building during the first level, but I didn't get close enough to it for it to have done anything. I don't know if it would have done anything, but then I was like, yeah, I'm not going in here. And then I just finished that level, which was basically just a get from point A to point B level. And then there's the 8 pages level, which is, I guess, you know, your homage to that original freeware game. And I beat that. That's the one where, like, I'm not sure if Slender Man arrives in that first level at all, if he will even pop up. But he pops up in that, in the 8 pages level. But he's not, like, I was kind of scared at first when the screen started shaking, the controller started shaking. But then I looked at him and he's like, you're, like, moving at a snail's pace. You don't look scary at all. Okay, I'm just going to not look at you and run in a different direction, and you're not going to get me, and who cares? And I eventually finished that level. And when I got to the next level, it said my progress had been saved, because that's how it only saves at the end of each levels. So then I went to the dashboard, and then I don't know if I turned off my Xbox One before going back to the game. When I went back to the game, it didn't save the progress that I beat the 8 pages level. And then I haven't played it since, because I'm like, F you. That it wasn't scary, but it wasn't fun for me to have to find these 8 pages. I'm guessing they'll be in the same place, but either way, it was annoying enough for me to do that, and then you didn't save my progress for reals. For reals, man. For reals. So, I thought about going back and just like putting the brightness up so I wouldn't have to deal with flashlights, and I'd just be able to see things super clearly.
Yeah, but I hate them flashlights. Like, I hate flashlights in video games.
But I was just like, no, I'm good.
So I'm playing Pac-Man right now.
Awesome. Of a specific version of Pac-Man?
Yeah, the Google Maps version.
Oh, is it fun?
Well, I just found my street and tried to play Pac-Man on my street, and I did not do a very good job of playing Pac-Man.
I hate that commercial. I think it's always on Hulu or whatever. Of like,
Pac-Man.
They give you a bullet. Because that guy is like so, he's like such like, yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm like, calm the F down, dude. Calm down. Jesus Christ, it's not that crazy. And there's so many commercials I hate. Like the new Viagra commercials where the lady speaks to you so softly about getting Viagra. I'm like, I don't feel right here. And the new toilet paper commercials where it's like, we will get your ass so clean, you don't have to wear underwear. It's like, okay, there's some interesting commercials going on. Don't know if they really work, but all right. But, yeah, kind of lost my train of thought because of Pac-Man. The only other game really that I've been playing, two games. Can you guess what they are? They're from the same franchise.
I don't know.
Other games I've been playing for quite a few years.
Solitaire?
Yep. Fairway Solitaire and Fairway Solitaire Blast.
So you finally got on the Blast train, huh? You were not a fan of Blast when it first came out, I don't think.
I enjoyed it enough, but I think Fairway Solitaire is better in the way it works mechanically. There's just things I don't like about Blast. Like, I do miss having at least one mulligan. That, like, everything, all the power-ups are, you can earn them in games and stuff like that, or through these, like, daily. It's much more of a free-to-play system. Mm-hmm. whereas Fairway Solitaire OG, it basically had a paid unlock, and they were giving away codes for that game like crazy too. But yeah, playing that and always enjoying it. I mean, it's always sad when like I'm too busy and can't get to it, and then I miss out on like one of the daily.
Do you have number one leaderboard challenges in that game?
No.
Really?
No. Because I mean, I've missed things, and like I haven't checked if it's still that crazy. But I remember when the leaderboards were first implemented, that the leaderboard, like the number one, maybe number two, was like so ridiculously above everyone else that I feel like it had to be like a developer or something like the main QA person. But I'm like in the top 20 or whatever. But I will love that thing forever.
So apparently Nintendo Direct is going on right now. And I don't see.
It'll be going on 2 days ago. Cause I think I'm going to wait to put this up on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. But I don't know, man. So you got anything else?
Not really.
I'm kind of distracted, but kind of like, meh, I think I'm done. Yeah. We shit out a 36-minute show, and when I say I mean shit.
I think our discussion about Borderlands was good. Everything after that, questionable. But I think we had a good conversation about Borderlands.
All right. Well, go ahead and
we talked about, the stuff that we talked about after Borderlands came after Borderlands, but I don't even remember talking about whatever we talked about.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, Neverwinter, that came out.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and download that.
I will, and then I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
I did also play just a little bit. That puzzle Pokemon thing. That game is a piece of shit.
Oh, the free one? I didn't think it was that bad.
It is bullshit, arbitrary, percentage, capture, crap. Go to hell. Stupid game. But I would play the hell out of it if they release it on iOS.
Yay. All right, let's end this shit.
Good. All right. PixelatedSausage.com. As always, for everything, I'm on Twitter at PXSausage. No more Kush, except for when Rob calls me Kush.
Yeah, people are going to be like, who the hell's this Kush guy?
And I'm PXSausage on Instagram. Pretty much my actual name or PXSausage everywhere, unless I've forgotten about places. And yeah, that's pretty much everything.
And I'm Henderson Man on everything. And, listen to Rich's podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Car Unleashed.
I recently started using my DeviantArt account to just, mess around with that, which was, 10 years old, and I haven't touched it in 10 years almost. And I posted a whole bunch of artwork. And some of that artwork was TMNT sketches. And I had a lot of Donnie ones because he's my favorite.
Rest in peace.
And I'm getting to that. Well, you just spoiled it too. Spoilers for people who are maybe in my case, in my situation, who reads the trades. I get all of these single issues to support my local comic shop, but I just don't read them. I wait until it's in trade format. But then somebody commented on one of my Donnie things, because I think in the cash was like, oh, he's my favorite. He's like, oh, too bad he's dead now. I'm like, what? I'm like, why would you? Like, you son of a bitch. And since then, people, because pretty much everyone knows that I love the Turtles, and they know that Donatello's my favorite, they like to keep reminding me that he's dead. And then there are other people. I mean, one, he's not dead. Okay? This is comic books. Nobody's ever dead, ever. So, whatever. People just need to shut the hell up and leave the hell alone with crap. Because it drives me fucking crazy.
Just let it go, man. Let it go. Let it go.
So you gotta let it go with that goddamn song.
All right. So to get to your deviant art, so you
that's on PX Sausage on there too.
Okay. All right. I'm Henderson Van on everything. You can find me there if you want to. You probably don't. But if you do, you know where I'm at. So, yeah. That's going to be it for the show. I hope you guys had a good day.
Yes. Have a lovely rest of your week and weekend, everybody.